Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every week, right about this time, we offer up our little show for you to maybe chime in on an issue that one of our listeners is having.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Matt, walk us through what you wrote us.
My girlfriend is really, really smoking hot, but she's a little on the shy side.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so it was really surprising and awesome, by the way, that she did like a sexy boudoir photo shoot for my birthday, which I loved it, by the way.
Nice.
It was really exciting, all of that.
Sure.
Okay.
She went like all in, like fully committed. Like, I was amazed that she even did that. But no. Then she told me who the photographer was.
Oh. Okay. So.
And yeah, it was pretty much one of my high school buddies. Like, a guy I've known most of my entire life, and now I'm pretty much weird about it. And she's pretty much mad at me that I'm uncomfortable, that another dude saw my girl all naked, like, really naked.
Wow.
And I don't know, man, I can't get that image out of my mind of her posing like that in front of him. Like, he's seen it all. Like, he's seen all of my girlfriends.
Okay, all right.
So she went to your friend from high school to get these pictures?
Exactly. Exactly, but I don't know if she knew that I know him. So when she told me about it, she like showed me, "Oh, this is a photographer." I'm like, "Dude, this is my high school friend." Like,
but he's a professional, right? Like, he's a professional photographer. Like, he does that for a living.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, I went on his page and it said he just started like a year or two ago, so he's like starting it out.
Okay. All right.
Like,
well, you got to start somewhere.
So your whole thing is, what do you do with this information now? How do you?
So she's mad that you're like uncomfortable with the fact that this dude took the pictures.
Yeah, she's mad, you know, that it's an amazing photo shoot. She's mad that I'm not enjoying it now. She's like, oh, now you're not even like seeing the big picture. You're not even enjoying it. And I'm like, well, you just told me that my high school friend pretty much, you know, pictures of you naked.
I mean, sure.
These pictures, she went all out. Like, she did it all. So.
I tell you what, okay. Matt, I have a perfect way for you to erase that image out of your head.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
I will go ahead and send you boudoir shots that I did.
Oh, no. You don't want that?
No, sir.
Matt, we're getting text messages, 502-571-9970. Hang out. We'll see what we can do for you, man, okay?
Thank you.
Got a text from, which, by the way, I don't actually have boudoir shots.
Oh, come on, Ben.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Come on.
I
know. That's shocking.
I'm being modest. Brian, he texts in and says, I mean, she went out of her way to do something special for you, even though it's a guy. You know, her intentions were for you, not for him. So I would back off a little bit before she backs off of you.
Right. Is it like the a male gynecologist? Is it something like that?
I don't know.
It's professional.
I haven't ever been to a male gynecologist.
I had a male gynecologist for years. And still do.
Another text message. He needs to get over it. Quit being a baby. Be happy that your girl did that for you. All right.
Okay.
502-571-9970. Feel free to text or call. It's Free Therapy. Yeah, Maverick texts in and says, that's BS. The guy saw her goodies. She should have respected him enough to get a girl, not a random guy. Would she be okay if he got shots taken by a female, her friends?
Maybe he should. Even the score.
Well, Mike texts in and says, well, get her best friend to take pictures of you.
All right, there you go.
So there it is.
All right.
Kat, another text message.
Lexi's a little rascal. My spouse would not care if his best friend saw me naked. They know that I am his. Okay. And know better than to try anything with me. He also trusts me and knows that I would never cheat on him or hurt him. Do you trust your friend? Or better yet, do you trust your girlfriend?
See, she sounds like it's just like Saturday night. I'm just going to take my clothes off. Like she's not even saying pictures are involved. I like Lexi. She's sassy.
Kathy texts in. How about get over yourself? She didn't know that he knew the photographer, so should be happy that your girlfriend's hot and did it for you.
True.
Okay.
Another text. Missy said, "Hey, this has me fired up, mad."
Uh-oh.
Oh wow.
Uh-oh.
Missy's
coming out
ready to explode. She goes out of her comfort zone to do something special for him, and he acts like a selfish, whiny crybaby.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Right. So another text message. Matt needs to stop worrying about this. I doubt the photographer was the first guy besides you to see your naked.
Oh, hey. Now, you are making assumptions.
Holy cow.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Shots fired.
Very nice. Oh, and by the way, a lot of people now are tweeting that we want to see my boudoir pictures. I never took one. I never got a boudoir picture.
Benji, we have a nice photo wall right
here.
You
did, however,
it's got the logo.
Take a photo of me with only a guitar covering me.
Yeah.
And you took a picture of me with only a skateboard covering me.
Yes.
So I guess those
shirtless
two
with stickers covering the nipples.
So we can
dig all those
so
up.
So all three of those, I guess, could be my calendar of January through March.
We'll post that
on the boudoir photo.
Absolutely. Kat's working on it right now.
I don't think we'll make it happen. She needs to see that stuff this early.
They're asking.
Give the people what they want.
All right, so there you go. If you want to continue commenting, Facebook and Twitter, @Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben's Dude War.